So I'm out here on 41st Avenue in front of the Army Recruitment Office, and I'm speaking with
Daniel Young.
And are you with an organization, or are you just out here as an individual?
I'm with Veterans for Peace and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Bill Motto Post.
And what is the purpose of the gathering here today?
Well, it has many purposes, but basically it's to end the war in Iraq and to bring our troops home. We support our troops, and they need to be... They accomplished their mission, and now it's time for them to come home.
When you say they accomplished their mission, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, their mission is defined by the government, which was to conquer Iraq.
Okay, so you feel that they've done that?
Yeah, clearly they deposed the government and put up a puppet government under the United States.
So what would you say to folks who say, well, there's still work to be done, we can't just bring the troops home and leave the country in chaos, and that there's too much violence there right now between different factions, and that we can't just pull out because we'll leave a vacuum of power and there'll be a mess?
I'd say that we need to mind our own house, keep our own house in order, and not presume to tell other countries what they should do. That's foolishness. We don't know what's good for them.
Well, what if there was a harmful impact as a result of the U.S. pulling out? Would you still feel that we should?
It wouldn't be any more harmful than what we've already accomplished. I mean, you can't make things better when you're on the wrong path to begin with. This whole thing's built on a fallacy that we had any business at all going into Iraq. So just get back to the premise of following international law. Should we be in Iraq? No. So get out of there. Start from there.
So what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see all of our troops brought home right now. Let the Iraqis solve their problems, and we'll support international aid outside the country. But right now, we're just inciting violence by our presence in that country.
So you feel we do have a responsibility to help?
Absolutely. We have a responsibility to rebuild that country. We've made a wasteland out of it with depleted uranium. And we've terrorized the country with our tortured tactics by allowing private contractors to be in there and run roughshod over the country. It's a disgrace. Abu Ghraib is a disgrace. Our country's been disgraced. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I didn't go to Vietnam to have this country drugged through the mud the way our administration's doing it now.
Do you think that there's any similarities between this and what happened with Vietnam?
Oh, come on. That's so ridiculous. Of course there is. Anybody with a half a brain knows that.
So what do you think of Vietnam? You say you went to Vietnam. What do you think of it now?
I had no clue when I went to Vietnam. I didn't know I was being used to support the maintenance of markets for American corporations. That's what Vietnam was about, opening up markets.
Do you work with anti-recruitment activities at all? You say you're a vet
from Vietnam. You see what this is? Do you know what this is?
Courage to Resist?
Yeah. This is supporting military people, active duty military who go to Canada on AWOL or as active duty deserters. Yes, I support that. I think those guys know that this is an illegal war, and they didn't, when they signed an oath, when they joined the service, it was to the Constitution. It wasn't to a president of the United States, other than the fact that he's an officer that's sanctioned under the Constitution. But what he's done devoids him from any sense of legitimacy. He's a criminal. He should be impeached. And his vice president should be impeached. Hello?
Thank you for your comments, Dan. Really appreciate it.
Get real.
Take care.
Yeah.
What, do you think I'm a right-winger or something?
No, you don't. I'm just talking to the audience.
Okay.
You know, why do we even need to have this conversation? It's so ridiculous. Hey, Charlie.
Thank you.
You know, what I said is just the most obvious things that people know already. I'm sure you know
not
it, too.
Everybody.
But you do, don't you? Please, tell me
sure.
You do. Okay. You wouldn't be with Freak Radio if you didn't
Thank you, Dan.
Know that.
Thank you, Dan. All right. So we're going to talk to... Hello. I'd like to talk to you for Free Radio.
Hi.
Hi. I'm speaking with?
David Hoffendahl.
And you're out here again. Were you arrested
yes,
the last time you were here? Can you talk about the last time you were here?
Yes, my son had received a brochure from the Army and said something to the effect, put your 2,436 hours of video game time to good use. And I took issue with that, and my son and I came with a group of others to talk to a recruitment officer. And we got in because we had business. The others were protesting at the door of the Army recruitment office. And my son and I had a talk with Sergeant Bobo, and when he asked us to leave, we didn't refuse as much as we said we're here to express our First Amendment rights.
And so you and your son were both arrested along with a number of women. Some of them were raging grannies, and then there was another guy that was arrested too. So what has been the outcome of that situation when you were last here in the summer?
Well, we were arrested for failure to disperse, which always never made sense to me. So in a sense, it was unfortunate that the charges were dropped, because I was curious to see where that would go in terms of expressing my freedom of speech. But the outcome was that the charges were dropped a week later.
And then do you know if this it was the same for everyone?
Yes.
I see. So you're back out here. Can you say just what your reason for being here today is and what's gone on? Because I'm here a little bit late. I think this started 2 hours ago. So just what's happened and why you're here?
I'm here to stop the war. I'm here to find comfort in numbers. And I'm here to empower myself and to keep the message out into the world, to do what little I can. But I know it's significant to do it. The event's called Not at Home for the Holidays. And it's to recognize the fact that thousands and thousands of folks are being affected by their loved ones being overseas in a war that's based on a lie.
So would you say that your main purpose in being out here today is to support bringing the troops home? Is that
To bring the troops home, to bring peace to the world, to expose the fact that the war is built on lies, and that same type of manipulation could very well occur again with Iran.
Here for peace.
Do you what would you say to someone who is concerned about bringing the troops home now, who says that we'll leave a vacuum and that what will fill that is more of what's happening there now, which is a lot of factional violence? And some folks would argue, well, it got better when, you know, we did the troop surge, and now if we were to pull out, then what would happen is we'd leave a big mess behind, and we can't do that. We owe the Iraqis something. So what would you say to that?
I'd say it's terribly complicated, and it's absolutely right. If we just pulled out wholeheartedly, there would be a horrible mess. But the intricacies of healing that mess aren't what the administration has in mind. They're there for greed, and they're there for oil. And that with cooperation with other nations, there's a way in which things could begin to heal, things could begin to mend. And
it's so how would you see that happening?
By bringing in other people, by being more open to what other countries have to say in terms of stopping in the violence within the communities of Shiites and Sunnis, non-aggression, work towards solutions.
So you think we should not pull all the troops out immediately? Do you think it should be phased? Like, what are your thoughts on how it should be done?
My thoughts on how it should be done, I don't know personally enough information to know how that should be done intricately. What I do know for a fact is that the administration is not interested in any other country's opinion on how that should be handled, and that in a sense of openness to other ideas would where it would begin.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, George.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Good to see you.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
What was that lady saying?
She said, why don't you guys go back where you came from and leave normal people alone?
What the heck is that supposed to mean, do you think? Maybe I should ask her, huh? It's too late. The light turned green.
She's offended or threatened. She disagrees with us and doesn't know another way to express it, which it would be really great to have an opportunity to sit down and talk with someone like that and see what her concerns are and our concerns are, and then where they overlap, because a lot of them might be the same, but it's the, you know, the action or the method or the, I'm not thinking of the right word, but that we would go about to, or that we would think it was appropriate to move toward those goals, that's different.
So what's your name?
My name's Annie Kelly.
And you're out here. Can you explain what you're here for and just kind of what's happened in the last couple hours?
I'm out here for a community peace vigil, not at home for the holidays, remembering, and it was scheduled for this time in this location because of the recruitment office here in Capitola, but also because it's a main thoroughfare to shopping for the holidays, and it's just a good time to remember that a lot of people, because of this particular, the war in Iraq and other wars around the world, there are a lot of people that won't be home for the holidays, or their homecoming isn't particularly easy or happy. And
so kind of remembering the fact that while people are going out and doing a lot of Christmas shopping right now, and the recruitment center is not open, it's the weekend, but this is a place where they do recruit folks into the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, all here.
Right.
So kind of more part of it, you think, is a way to remind people that there's folks who will not be here, be home here for the holidays, either because they've been killed in Iraq or because they're still there.
It's a reminder practice. I think it's a remembering practice to because for a lot of people in this country, the war doesn't really affect their personal lives, hardly at all.
What would you say to somebody if they were passing by and they felt that this was critical of the troops, that they felt that instead of being out here in front of the Army recruitment office protesting their presence in Iraq, that you should be supporting them by sending them a care package or being out here with big USA flags saying we support the troops instead of calling, you know, for an end to the quote-unquote mission that they're on? What would you say to someone who had that view, if you could say something to them?
Well, it's good to remember, although it's hard to remember, and it's that supporting the war is killing the troops, and they keep dying. And a lot of people think that we have to keep going because to honor those troops who've already given their lives, and so they won't be wasted. And I just think those lives are precious, and all lives are precious, and I would have to dialogue with them a little bit to see how that they didn't see that it could be supporting the troops to want them to come home and come safely home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for
Take
your
care.
Good work.
Take care. Hello, may I ask you a few questions?
Okay.
Maybe you could state your name and just why you're here.
My name's Sandy, and I'm here to remember the people that won't be at home for the holidays, either because they've been killed in the war or they're fighting the war.
I notice you have something here. Can you talk about what you're holding up?
It's pictures of United States soldiers who have died in the war and names of Iraqi people who have been killed in the war.
And why are you holding this up?
Because to commemorate the fact that they're not going to be home for the holidays and that war is destructive and takes life.
And you're including Iraqi names in this. How do you see the American troops, the photos you've got, and these Iraqi names as connected?
I see that they're both victims of the destruction of war.
Thank you so much. Excuse me, could I ask you just what you're doing here today for Free Radio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Paul.
And why are you here?
I'm here in solidarity with everyone else here. And, you know, wishing that the troops were home and, you know, paying gratitude to them for being in Iraq and being able to sacrifice for us. But also, you know, calling for our troops to come home as well.
What do you have here in your hand as a sign? Did you bring this?
Yes, I did. I actually have an Investigate 9/11 sign, and I'm kind of throwing the 9/11 issue into the peace equation because 9/11 fits into all of this. 9/11 started all of this, and we haven't had a true independent investigation into the 9/11 events.
So basically you're just saying, you know, we need an investigation, or are you saying, what is your view?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that believe that there's more to 9/11 than what happened. And the reason why there's so many conspiracy theories out there right now is because the administration can't answer simple questions about what happened on that day. So, you know, some people believe it was an inside job. Some people believe they might have let the attacks happen on purpose.
Just to take advantage of the fallout?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm of the persuasion that we need an investigation to find out what really happened. And I'll just give you one quick example. They didn't even investigate World Trade Center Building 7. And this was a 50-story building, would have been the highest building in most cities in America. And this just collapsed in its own footprint in about 10 seconds at about 5 p.m. on 9/11. And this didn't even get investigated. And it's very suspicious that this happened. It looked just like a controlled demolition. And this is just one of millions of things that did not get investigated.
How have you been received here at the Home for the Holidays protest? Have people been agreeing with you, friendly, or has anyone felt that this is a somewhat side issue, or what has the reaction been?
I haven't had too many reactions to my sign personally, but of the reactions I've had one person joke that Bush did it, and I don't know if that person was being serious or not, and I've had another person say, yeah, 9/11 was an inside job. I know it was, so I would consider that to be more positive than negative. So of the couple comments I've had, I haven't had anything that I would consider to be negative.
What would you say to some of the mainstream, for lack of a better description, leftists who say that this is, they won't get on board with the notion that this could have been an inside job or that it could have been allowed to happen because they feel like fighting that issue will discredit the larger left?
Yeah, and what I would say to that in terms of discrediting the left, the left's going to be discredited if they don't take a look at this. Now, I have no problem with people not agreeing with that it may have been an inside job. You know, that's fine, but if we do not allow people to bring questions to the forefront, and we're not talking about some obscure questions here, these are basic questions about what happened that day, then we're not going to really know what happened that day. And if 9/11 was a basis to everything that's happened since, if you don't take a look at 9/11, you're not looking at the big picture.
Well, thank you for your comments. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Louie. How's it going?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, George. How are you?
You want to say something for Free Radio?
Of course, although I probably talk too much on Free Radio already.
You're out here today. Tell me your name and why you're here.
Louis LaFortune, and I'm here to say, well, the troops are not home for the holidays, and we need to bring them all home immediately.
How do you envision that happening, if you had any real say in the matter?
If I had a say in the matter? It is kind of...
It doesn't really feel like we do, does it?
It's kind of humorous, isn't it? Yeah. We tell our electeds what we want, and nothing happens. So, I'm sorry. So the
just how would you envision that? How would you?
How would I envision that?
How do you
that?
See that happening?
Well, Congress, Congress will do what we tell them to do. So, how do I see that happening? With anything, it's a mass movement of people. When it reaches a critical mass, and the politicians can no longer ignore the voice of the people, that's when it will happen. So, organizing, getting people on the streets, publicizing, telling
you don't
the
think
story.
It's reached a critical mass yet? It seems like the majority of the U.S. public is against it at this point.
Yes, and yes, and people say, well, you're preaching to the choir. And yes, I say, yes, maybe I am, but not everyone in the choir is singing. Not enough people are raising their voices. So, yes, there's a critical mass of opinion, but there's not a critical mass of protest yet.
Yeah. So if, in terms of just how it would be done, people say bring the troops home now. How would that happen exactly? I mean, just put everybody on ships and boats and pull out, basically?
Yeah. Yes. That's the short answer.
So what about folks who are concerned that may say, well, I don't really like the original reason for the war, but since we're in it now, we have to finish the mission, and it'll make America look weak if we don't. And we need to not leave a big mess there, so we need to make sure that when we do pull out, we're ready and that everything's nice and peaceful and nobody's fighting each other anymore. What would you say to that?
I would say the situation could not get any worse. It is so dreadful. There is no security in Iraq. There's no peace. You can't, you're liable to be blown up at any time. Walking to school, kids are being killed. People are killed randomly in car bombings. So
That could escalate. I mean, there is the potential for that.
Yeah,
and some people fear that if the U.S. troops are pulled out, it will create a vacuum where it will just become even worse in terms of what you're talking about will become on a larger scale. What could be done, do you think, to address those concerns? Because they are real concerns.
Well, I think the occupation itself is the problem. Now, okay, so the troops leave, and yes, there's going to be fighting amongst the Iraqis, maybe. There, you know, it's going to have to be a reconstruction of a civil society. But as long as there's an occupation, there's no chance for a civil society to exist. It just can't happen.
So do you see, what do you see the U.S. Responsibility? If we were to pull out, what would our responsibility be? None? Or if there is some, what would that be?
Well, the initial thing would be to an abject apology to the people of Iraq for all the devastation and death. Huge reparations to be paid to the Iraqis, again, for the devastation of their country. Those were some necessary first steps. And then let them, and funding, you could fund, I don't know, maybe you could fund government institutions, whatever, rebuild their schools, rebuild their infrastructure, and give them at least the what they had before the U.S. destroyed their country. I mean, that would be like a basic first step. After that, you know, it is arrogant to think that the Iraqis cannot figure out how to live with themselves, you know, without without American intervention.
What about the international community? Do you think they could play a role?
Certainly, yeah, if yes. Certainly.
If the Iraqis wanted them to.
Yes, well, with their permission. After all, it is...
Or invitation.
At one time, it was a sovereign country. We seem to forget that. Yeah, if they want to say, bring your people in, help us rebuild our country, help us recreate these institutions, help us create civil society, recreate it, of course, yeah, they can help with that, sure.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me.
Okay, thank you, George.